Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844, tonight, 844-236-6010. Our number this evening, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls next segment, and we'll talk to David Marion and Dana Golden about their book, Addiction Rescue. We're going to talk about addictions at the bottom of the hour. I've been fascinated with addictions since I was a little kid. I have an addictive personality. Some of you guys probably have an addictive personality, too, and I've been studying addiction for, oh gosh, going on decades. What I discovered is that addictions are coping behaviors. And they're coping behaviors that are learnt and then outlive their usefulness. That's what an addiction is. It's a coping behavior that has outlived its usefulness. They serve a purpose, though. That's the point. They served a purpose, and sometimes they still serve a purpose. We'll talk to David Marion and Dana Golden about their book, Addiction Rescue. David and Dana are ex-spouses, and they've got decades of expertise in addiction and recovery, and their mission is to bring solutions to those suffering from substance abuse disorders and also to their families, friends, and co-workers. David Marion and Dana Golden at the bottom of the hour of their book, Addiction Rescue, and your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Youngevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start yourself a home-based business, helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Yes, you can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, the multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement field for a one-time fee. You can just get your products at the wholesale price if that's all you want. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. I have been reading a book by the economist Paul Zane Pilsner. Paul Zane Pilsner first came to fame, mainstream fame, we'll say, with his book Unlimited Wealth, which came out in the 1980s. Anthony Robbins talked about that famously at the beginning of his motivational speaker career, I guess you could say. Paul Zane Pilsner's next book is called The Next Trillion, and this came out in 2001, and it's all about the wellness industry and the nutritional supplement industry. He says why the wellness industry will exceed the $1 trillion healthcare sickness industry in the next 10 years. Well, turns out he was wrong about that, but the book, nonetheless, is really instructive for folks who are in the nutritional supplement field. If you're part of the longevity family, I really encourage you to get this book. It's called The Next Trillion, and it is a little bit outdated in the sense that it came out in 2001, but there's a lot of good points that the economist Paul Zane Pilger makes in this book, The Next Trillion. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We will get your calls next segment. As promised, I want to talk about this idea of stimulating the skin with wounding, controlled wounding, in order to make tissue grow. What happens when you cut yourself? Well, you initiate anabolic or building reactions that heal that cut. That same kind of biochemical process, that mechanism, is leveraged and exploited in various techniques that you can use at home, or you can use in a salon or spa or in a doctor's office. Exfoliation is the term that's given to the shedding of cells or the removal of cells off the surface of the skin so that you can trigger this growth response at the lower levels. Not only growth response at the skin cell level, well, growth response at the two skin cell levels. Technically speaking, there's only one skin cell. The proper name for the skin cell is the keratinocyte. Cyte just means cell, and this is a cell that makes a hard protein called keratin. The second major cell in the skin is called the fibroblast, and as the name kind of implies, it makes fibers. These fibers are what give the skin its kind of bouncy nature. Fibers, of course, are mostly collagen. There's also a couple other ones that have a stretchy quality. And then the fibroblast also makes sponges, molecular sponges that trap water. The most important of these molecular sponges is hyaluronic acid. I know I've been talking about that one a lot. It's in the news a lot. It's also in the mainstream vernacular these days. Most people who enjoy skin, and there's kind of a subculture of people who really enjoy skin, studying the skin or knowing about the skin, mostly from a beauty standpoint. If you're on Instagram or Facebook, you'll see that there's a lot of influencers, they call them, who promote various skincare products. They don't always know a lot about skincare, but they enjoy skincare, and their viewers or listeners or people who watch their videos don't always know a lot about skincare either, but they enjoy skincare. And among this skincare subculture, the term hyaluronic acid has become in vogue. Now, I've been working with hyaluronic acid for decades, and it is a very, very important molecule for the entire body. In fact, it's one of the most interesting molecules. It's got numerous roles to play in health and immunity, in cell division and cell growth. And it also plays a major role in water trapping for the bottom part of the skin. When we're younger, we're making a lot of the stuff. When we're older, we're not making so much of the stuff. You look at your little kid who's a year old, 2 years old, or look at a little baby, 3, 4, 5 years old, and you're just amazed by his skin. It's so plump and juicy, you just want to go pinch his cheeks. Then you look at grandma, not so much. The difference is hyaluronic acid, among other substances, and turning these substances on is one of the holy grails of skincare. Turning on the hyaluronic acid, turning on the collagen, turning on the other fibers, elastin, reticulin, these are names for fibers that make the skin bouncy and plump. And turning on these fibers is the holy grail, one of the holy grails of anti-aging skincare, and wounding is a strategy. Yes, it sounds kind of weird. I'm going to wound the skin. But you're not really wounding it. It's a controlled wounding. It's not really, like, damaging it, although sometimes a case could be made for damaging it. In the old days, the turn of the 20th century, they really used to damage the skin. In fact, the whole idea of exfoliation and controlled wounding and stimulation to get these fibroblasts going, as well as the skin cells, the keratinocytes, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, the whole idea started at the turn of the 20th century, and they got the idea that if they could they didn't know about gently wounding the skin or exfoliating the skin, they burnt the skin. And the original procedures that were done in doctor's offices, mostly for actresses, theater actresses, and wealthy people at the turn of the 20th century, involved a very caustic chemical called phenol. Not just caustic, but carcinogenic. Really nasty chemical, phenol is. I used to use phenol, I shouldn't even say this, but I'll just say it. I used to use phenol on Blistex. In fact, I think that's still one of the active ingredients in Blistex. And in the pharmacy, in my compounding pharmacy, I sometimes do have to make phenol products. And I wear a mask when I wear them. And I wear gloves, because you could get a nasty phenol burn if just a little crystal of phenol gets on your skin. So you can imagine when they make a solution of phenol, like 40%, 50%, 60% phenol, even up to 80% phenol, I think, 70 or 80% phenol, you can get a serious burn, and that was the original controlled wounding process. That phenol peels were the original controlled wounding products. And they worked, I guess. But you had to subject your skin to some serious burns, phenol, carcinogenic, as well as a lot of downtime. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're going to talk addiction at the bottom of the hour with David Marion and Dana Golden. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Meadow Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls momentarily. Just want to finish up talking a little bit about
this idea of hurt burning the skin in order to stimulate growth, or what they call controlled wounding. Controlled wounding, the idea that you kind of counterintuitive, I have to admit, kind of counterintuitive idea that you burn the skin or you wound the skin somehow and you stimulate the production of connective tissue and cells and all the good stuff that comes out of cells. Nonetheless, it's a very solid concept. It works. I don't suggest you do phenol peels, but certainly exfoliation, or today they have a process called microneedling. Microneedling is when they actually inject little needles into the skin. But there's a lot of ways to do it. You can microneedle, you can do, there's something called radiofrequency microneedle, which is like microneedle on steroids, where they microneedle your skin. They put these little needles in your skin, and then they send radio waves in there. You can also do lasers. Of course, most folks these days know about alpha hydroxy acids and beta hydroxy acids. Those are my favorite ways to create an exfoliation stimulating exercise effect on the skin for a lot of reasons. First of all, you can do it at home. You don't need to go to a doctor's office like with a laser or microneedling or an esthetician's office. You can do this at home. But also, when you exfoliate with alpha hydroxy acids, you do a couple of things. First of all, just real quick, alpha-hydroxy acids are a family of acids. These days, most people know what they are. I remember when the alpha-hydroxy acids first became popular in the 1990s. Man, were they popular. I had been working with them for many years as a pharmacist, but the average person, the average consumer, didn't know about these things. And when they came out, alpha-hydroxy acids, the first popularized one was called glycolic acid. When it came out, man, it revolutionized over-the-counter skincare because for the first time, you could have an ingredient, you could use an ingredient, there could be an ingredient was available over the counter that you could actually use from the comfort of your own bathroom and bedroom, and it would actually make a difference on your skin. You could tone your skin with alpha hydroxy acids or even use alpha hydroxy acid creams and lotions, and you could actually make a significant difference in your skin. And then they realized that they put even made the alpha hydroxy acids even stronger, you could even get better effects. And that's when estheticians, the profession that we today know as estheticians, came around. There were no estheticians before alpha hydroxy acids became popular. In fact, estheticians, most of you guys know what those are, folks who deal with the skin from a beauty perspective or an appearance perspective. Estheticians, the profession we know today as esthetician or estheticianship, if that's the right word, really came about because they needed to regulate the use of these alpha hydroxy acids. They thought they needed to regulate. You know, government is. They think they need to regulate everything. So they thought they needed to regulate. They don't really need to regulate these alpha hydroxy acids, but whatever. We have estheticians, and it's a good thing. I have known estheticians, worked with estheticians for many years. In fact, I teach estheticians. I just taught an esthetician class yesterday. And that's a big part of what I do is teach estheticians how to use alpha hydroxy acids. So I've been working with these things for a long time. Alpha hydroxy acids are a family of molecules that exist throughout nature. And these alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic acids, the most famous, as I say, lactic acid is another one. These alpha hydroxy acids are found everywhere. They're found in every cell of the body, alpha hydroxy acids. If you're lifting weights and you feel a burn, that's lactic acid. That's alpha hydroxy acid. And the same kind of stimulation effect that lactic acid has on your muscles, it has on your skin. So does glycolic acid. So do these alpha hydroxy, the whole family of alpha hydroxy acids. In fact, there's an alpha hydroxy acid that's responsible for life itself. This alpha hydroxy acid is part of the energy production biochemistry inside of a cell. Without alpha hydroxy acid, you wouldn't make energy. Some of you guys may have heard of something called the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is how energy is produced, how the famous molecule ATP is produced. And the Krebs cycle is also known as the alpha hydroxy acid cycle because it starts with an alpha hydroxy acid, citric acid. Some people say the citric acid cycle. All right, we'll have more to say about alpha hydroxy acids and beta hydroxy acids. That's interesting. Beta hydroxy acids and controlled wounding and microneedling and nutritional supplementation internally as well as topically to improve the benefits, or actually to make sure you get the benefits of your microneedling, exfoliation, laser, whatever alpha hydroxy acid topical treatment that you do. You got to make sure internally you're supplementing. You got to make sure you have the nutrients to fuel all that growth and all that stimulation. And then topically, and what I've discovered from a topical perspective, and I've been doing this for a long time, is that topical nutrients are the best ingredients for your skin. Yes, topical nutrition is the best. Probably the only ingredients you should really use on your skin are things that could be construed as nutrition. That's what True Skin Health is all about, FYI. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. Topical nutrition, topical nutritional supplements. Topical nutrients are the most important ingredients you could put on top of your skin. And if you're looking for a good source of topical nutrients for your skin, go to TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right. Let's go to the phones, 844-236-6010. We are going to talk addiction at the bottom of the hour. Carl the Truth Raider, long time no talk to. What's up, Carl? Truth Raider. Oh, I hear no Truth Raider. I see him on the board, but I don't see him. I don't hear him in my headphones. So wherever you are, Truth Raider, I'm going to let...
Do you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I hear you. What do you got, some kind of fancy new high-tech communication device you're trying to...
Yes.
I figured.
I had my mute on.
Okay.
Mayday, Ben.
What's going on, Carl? Hey, how are you feeling? Not last, but 6 months ago, has it been 6 months? You were had some disastrous health challenges?
Yes, appendicitis.
How long ago was that? Was that 6 months?
About 8 months.
8 months ago. Wow, it seems
so. Around 8 months.
So how you feeling?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Maybe.
Are you all recovered?
I'm feeling good.
Good. All right.
I recovered thanks to Ben and the samples you sent me. That helped
That helped, but the human body is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself. But it needs the raw materials to do its work.
That's right.
All right. What's going on? Absolutely. How can I help you, buddy? You've got about a minute.
Today is the anniversary on May 1st, 1776, the creation and the formation of Freemasonry.
Oh, really? So that's the Adam Weishaupt thing?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
It was July 4th.
On this date in 1776.
It was Mayday. Yeah. Mayday's a kind of occult, pagan kind of mystery dates.
Yes, it is. Anyway, the question, Ben, today is how and what is going on with the people that you're there in Denver? How is it going with those who took the shot? What's the update?
I don't know about that, but I was just reading. I don't know if you read this, but now they're finding that people who took the shot and didn't take the shot, they have the same amount of deaths. That's not protective, apparently. Aside from the fact that they just injected God knows what into their body. That's besides the point. But there's no protection, apparently, and the protection wanes, and now there's a fifth booster. And, you know, in 5 or 10 years, people are going to look back at this, and they're going to say, what the heck were people thinking? What the heck is going on? And by the way, now they have an injection for hypertension that is also an RNA. It's not a vaccine. It's an RNA inhibitor, they call it, RNAi. Oh. Carl, I got to go. We got guests coming up at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Addiction Rescue is the book. David and Dana. David Marion and Dana Golden coming up next on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third month, President Biden has recently requested $33 million from Congress in taxpayer dollars. for additional aid for Ukraine. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Congressman Michael McCaul, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, responds when asked if he believes the aid package will quickly pass Congress.
Yes, I do. I think time is of the essence. The next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be very pivotal and very decisive in this war. And I don't think we have a lot of time to waste in Congress. I wish we'd had this a little bit sooner, but we have it now.
The cleanup after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the Wichita suburb of Andover, Kansas, continues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis blasted the Biden administration's Department of Education over a proposed regulation that would restrict federal funding for certain charter schools. Polis calling it confounding for the Education Department to limit public school choice by instituting new rules that would gut the federal charter schools program. A new NPR Marist poll shows 52% of Hispanic voters say they would support a Republican candidate for Congress, while only 39% would favor a Democratic candidate. The same poll showed that parents with children under 18 favored Republicans over Democrats by a 60-39 margin, and that voters under 45 were more Republican than those over 45. A historic piece of Jackie Robinson's baseball career is fetching over $1 million at auction. Hunt Auctions says the baseball bat Robinson used in the 1949 MLB All-Star Game sold for nearly $1.1 million Sunday. The bat is a Louisville Slugger made specifically for the man who broke baseball's color barrier to use in the game, and it is stamped with Robinson's signature on the barrel. Robinson's wife, Rachel, says the bat has been in the Robinson family since the day it was first used. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air weekends, weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, 6 to 7 Mountain Standard Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got years and years and years of archived information, as well as a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a topic. brightsideben.com is the website. We also have all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com and my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories and blog posts and videos and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself and be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement field. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info. 866-735-2470. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, wounds, burns, cuts, traumas, acne, eczema, even just plain old dry skin or aging skin. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And the most important ingredients for the skin are going to be ingredients that accelerate the healing process. Of course, we're talking about topical nutrition, especially topical vitamin C, topical fat-soluble vitamin C, as well as retinol, electrolytes, and alpha, of course, alpha and beta hydroxy acids. You can find out all about our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Every molecule counts as it should. Skincare should be like medicine. What's the one thing you want your medicine to do when you go to the drugstore? You want it to work. What's the one thing you want your skincare products to do? You want them to work. That's why pharmacists make the best skincare products. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guests, plural, today. David Marion and Dana Golden are ex-spouses, and they have 30 years plus of experience in addiction and recovery with a simple mission in mind: to bring solutions to those suffering from substance abuse disorder, as well as their families, friends, and coworkers. Their book is Addiction Rescue, and it's got every angle you could possibly imagine addressed when it comes to addiction and substance use disorders, as they call them. Please welcome to the Bright Side, David Marion and Dana Golden. David, Dana.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, good to talk to you. And it's going to be a little bit, we'll have to get the logistics down here, because I've never really done an interview with two people before. So there's three of us. Okay. We have Dana? Do we have Dana, too? Is Dana there? Well, we don't have...
Yep, can you hear her?
I cannot hear Dana. I hear you. I don't know if we're... Okay, we're going to have to juggle some stuff around, David. But in the meantime, to get Dana on, because we don't usually do two interviews, so we've got to do a couple things. But in the meantime, we'll talk to you, David, if that's okay.
Okay.
So I have what I think is an addictive personality. And that means I consider myself prone towards addictions. Do you think that's a thing, or is that just kind of made up?
No, I absolutely do believe it's a thing. So
some people are more predisposed.
In the genetic predisposition as well, but I also believe that people go through... Can you hear me, Ben?
I hear you, and I think we're still having a problem with Ms. Dana. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get her on. It's just, it doesn't seem to be working with us to have two interviews, to have two guests.
Let me see
interviews.
If I could... If
catch her in?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Catch her in?
Well, let's just go ahead. Right. We'll patch her in at the break. So, Tom, you think there's genetic predispositions, then, is what you're saying? Or are there predispositions?
Yes, and I also believe that people that go in for acute surgeries and get prescribed pain pills and eventually start abusing them enter into some type of addictive state where the body becomes physically addicted. And now they're needing more and more to release the same dopamine they were getting earlier on. So, yes, they can acquire an addiction to it.
Is there a predisposition also in the way people are brought up, do you think, or raised, how they grow up?
I do. I believe.
Yeah?
Well, to me, I believe centered at the roots of addiction is what we call trauma.
Uh-huh.
Trauma not being what's wrong with you. Trauma is what happened to you.
Uh-huh.
Right? A child doesn't get traumatized because they're hurt. Usually when they're hurt, who do they talk to? Nobody. So they bring that alone feeling into adulthood. They've learned to shut down. And I think in order to heal the addiction, we have to, I don't know if you have to heal the trauma, but you learn to process your traumas.
I'm here now, Ben, if you can hear me.
And how did you pull that off? All right, good to talk to you, Dana. I don't see you on my board. You just appeared out of the ethers, but that's good.
Oh, I can't explain it either, but hopefully it works now.
Okay, good.
There must be, Ted Anderson had something to do with this.
Ted probably pulled some magic. Yes, you know Ted?
I know Ted for 35 years ago. We used to work together.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, he's a good guy.
When I saw the call came in from Midas Resources,
Oh, you knew.
You got to be kidding me.
Okay.
Right away.
Okay. Yeah.
Just give him my best.
I will absolutely do that. Yeah, that's awesome. All right. So, how about the idea that addiction is a coping mechanism, or it started out as a coping mechanism? Let me rephrase it. Addiction started out as a coping mechanism, and then it becomes dysfunctional over time.
Well, yeah, you're learning how to cope because obviously there's a limited self-belief. Something is going on, right? We don't like ourselves, so. By using substances, by using alcohol or different processed gambling, food, whatever it might be, addictions, we learn how to cope and deal with society in that way.
In your work... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and let's not forget that at the root of all addiction is trauma. And when we're trying to cope with trauma, we find substances as a relief. And that's another way that all these start is just to feel better after there's been some type of trauma.
Yeah, either physical trauma or emotional trauma.
Absolutely.
Do you find, either of you, do you find that certain personalities are drawn towards certain substances or addictive targets? Because it's not always substances that you're addicted to. So do you find that certain personalities are predisposed or certain kinds of traumas maybe are, lead one to specific types of coping mechanisms, or is it just all across the board?
Well, I believe that there are certain personality types. We talk about type A personalities or people that are wound really tight, or there's just those addictive personalities. And well, so I do think, and Dave was talking about this earlier, there is some predisposition. Those are the types of personalities that we're talking about that could be predisposed to addiction. 50% is predisposed, 50% is environmental when we're talking about people with an addiction.
So what I meant was, are there specific substances and personalities that go together? So a certain personality type will be prone towards alcohol. Another personality type will be more prone towards opiates. Or is there traumas that are associated with specific kinds of addictive substances? You know, you understand
what I'm saying? I don't look at it that way, personally.
No. Yeah. Addiction is addiction is addiction.
Exactly. Yeah. Person who's doing addiction is getting a dopamine and serotonin rush. They're fixing something. They're trying to get another fix to feel better, and it doesn't matter what that addiction is. It all affects the brain the same way.
Well, you know, you just raised it, opened up a whole other Pandora's box here with dopamine, and I'd like to talk about that when we come back from a break. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, we got Dana Golden with us and David Marion. Their book, Addiction Rescue. I'm Pharmacist Ben. More with Dana and David on the Bright Side right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Farm Sten. We're talking to David and Dana, David Marion and Dana Golden, authors of the book Addiction Rescue. We're talking about addiction and addictive behaviors. David and Dana, are you there?
Yes,
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So dopamine has been getting lots of press lately. There's all these books coming out. I don't know if you probably know this, Dopamine Nation and The Molecule of More. And we're beginning to recognize more and more that dopamine plays a major role in pleasure, we'll say, and in the hedonic search, the search for pleasure, if you will. And there seems to be a relationship between all of that and addiction as well. Do you think we're kind of predisposed? We're like hardwired to be addicted?
Well, to be human is to be addicted to something, we've heard.
Okay.
But yes, I mean, our brains are pleasure-seeking brains, and we will seek it out, and dopamine raises our happiness sectors of our brain. And so, yes, we're always seeking things to make us feel good.
So if we're, well, that's make, there's a line, though, between seeking things to make you feel good and becoming addicted, right? I mean, I think 100%. There is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So would you say addiction is an extreme search for that, like an obsessive search for that kind of thing that makes you feel good?
Yes, and we, in our book, we talk about our definition of addiction, and really addiction is when something that's obsessive and compulsive is causing negative consequences in your life. When something's out of balance, or if everybody around you is telling you you might want to take a look at this behavior, but you're just in denial that it's everybody else's problem. So those are kind of the things we talk about is our definition of addiction. Because there are good addictions. Those aren't the ones we're talking about.
What's a good addiction?
Working out can be a good addiction.
Even if it's an addiction, you think?
Being healthy can be a good addiction.
Well, no. Hang on. Let me push back on that a little bit. So obviously working out's great and you know, eating healthy's great. But if it reaches the point of addiction, that means you're really troubled. You're really thrown off if you can't work out. Or you're really thrown off. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like you're...
Yeah,
so
you have to understand that Dave and I are dealing with people that are... We're talking fatal addictions. Alcohol use disorder, substance use disorder. Those are the big ones for us that we, you know, David's an interventionist. Those are the calls we get because those are the ones that can be fatal.
I see. So you're not dealing with people who are working out as an addiction.
We're not dealing with those people.
They wouldn't be coming to you.
Gamblers.
Yeah.
They're causing severe financial consequences.
Yeah. Somebody who's eating.
Gaming, porn. you know, we deal with a lot of that. You deal with a lot of the process addictions, but more
sex addiction,
infidelity.
You know, let's not forget one thing, Ben. The carnage and fallout and the collateral damage of the pandemic is creating not only substance use disorders, but also the mental health side of this as well.
Suicides.
Co-occurring disorder, depression, anxiety, fear.
That's an interesting statement you made. Let me tell you why I think that's an interesting statement. It's like we've created a culture that is kind of pushes people, traumatizes people, and pushes them towards addiction. Do you think? Like our culture almost, I don't want to say it's intentionally, but certainly it does it almost as part of its nature. It induces trauma, don't you think?
I agree with that, especially on the young kids these days with mental issues. With the internet and with all the apps that they're looking at, it does. It's creating addictions. It's creating mental health disorders, especially in our youth.
David, do you disagree with that, the trauma idea?
Not with the trauma idea. I do believe there is trauma being created, but at the same time, people have the wherewithal to understand. And listen, my brother's a doctor. My sister's a lawyer. I was the one who had the addictive gene, right? You know, some people just know when to say when, and they have the ability to really self-care and take care of themselves.
I admire that.
And
I admire that.
I do, too.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And you must have an addictive personality like me. Yeah, I'm assuming you have the same kind of addictive personality that I have. So, yeah, when I see people who...
Listen, I'm an excitement junkie. I'm addicted to anything that makes me feel good.
That's dopamine.
Yeah.
That's all dopamine.
Yeah.
Are you like extreme sports or anything like that?
No, but
bungee jumping?
I like extreme drugs.
Okay, all right. What was your drug of choice, can you say, or no?
Yeah, it started off as Quaaludes years ago.
Yeah.
I was a first-generation opioid guy.
Okay.
Gambling.
Oh, wow, you got all kinds of stuff going on. So did you have when you were young, were you traumatized at a young age?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I find, too. I see that there's
a trauma that happened in my life.
At a young age.
That I basically held on to for so long.
Yeah.
You know, I never told anybody about it until I was 29 years old.
And did you have to revisit that in order to quit to de-addictify, if that's the right word?
I love that word, de-addictify.
Did you have to revisit your trauma or understand it or relive it, or how did that work?
Well, it's part of cleansing the wreckage of your past to live freely in today, right? We're trying to go backwards to cleanse this stuff so we can have some freedom.
Did you have to grieve, or did you go through pain, or like stuff that you'd rather not have gone through?
No, it was a lot of pain. It was a lot of grieving. It was pretty cathartic at the same time once it was over.
Yeah, once it's over.
Did
you ever desire to go back to your addictive substance, whatever that was?
Well, I was clean for 12, 13 years, and I got hooked on pain pills from having a bunch of knee surgeries.
Wow. That must be like double trauma to actually quit and then start again. I remember there was a guitar player named Roy Buchanan. I don't know if you ever heard of him. And he was an alcoholic, and he went to jail. He quit drinking, but then fell off the wagon. He went to jail, and he hung himself in jail. And I always thought that must have been just when you quit something and you get that monkey off your back, and then all of a sudden you got to have it back again. That must be awful.
Well, I could relate to that because I did go to jail.
Okay.
And, you know, that's where I found the redemption.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know,
you wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
You wrote a book?
That's
Addiction
super cool.
Rescue, the no BS Guide to Recovery.
And you know what? It's a great book. It's real. Anybody who's dealing with some kind of addiction, not just for yourself, but also for loved ones, too. You have so much stuff in the book. First of all, we only have a couple minutes, so tell people so we make sure we get this out. How do they get the book? Is it just Amazon and regular bookstores? And that
kind of
thing?
Wherever books are sold. Yep,
okay.
Amazon, Addiction Rescue, the No BS Guide to Recovery.
Okay, it's a great book. I highly recommend it for anybody.
I've been
really enjoying it. Well done. Absolutely well done. So what is tell me about the elevator analogy. That's really interesting, I think. What
David, do you want to talk about that? You want me to?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, our goal is to get people off of that elevator before they hit the ground floor, because when you hit the ground floor, it's too late, right? You're 6 feet under. So, you know, we say that R in the elevator is for recovery, and there is a door on the back side, and you just got to find it. And that's our elevator analogy, is getting people off the elevator before it's too late.
And then you immediately go into these action steps. And I think the most important action step is really kind of cool title. Wake up and pull your head out of your butt. So we only have about a minute, but I think that's so cool. So tell us what that means. That's the first action step. That's the first thing you got to do, right?
Well, people come into recovery totally useless, right? Not understanding the dynamics of what has happened in their life. And we're basically saying, listen, it's time to wake up, realize what has happened and where you're at. And, you know, really, it's hard to get to where you're going unless you know where you're at.
Uh-huh.
And people have been living in this bubble of addiction for so long that this is the first time they get to really wake up and really come to, you know.
And so pull your head out of your butt means just, like, get real.
Get real.
Get real and start paying attention to the things that are going on around you and what the people around you are telling you.
Yeah. That element
of people in addiction are living in denial.
I was about to say, that element of denial, that's like a critical component of addiction, isn't it?
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If it gets really bad, I'll quit.
Use, what has to happen is you don't do anything about it. Once I accept there's a problem, then and only then, that is where the change comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the first, admitting it. And that, I think in AA, that's like the first thing that you have to say is, I admit I'm powerless.
That's the first step.
Yeah, that's the first step, right?
Not I, he, she, they, we.
So the 12 steps, I love the 12 steps. Not even just for addiction, just for living. They're really, really amazing. And I have a lot of good friends who have done it. Hey, thanks so much for being on The Bright Side, David Marion and Dana Golden. The book is Addiction Rescue. What's your website?
TheLifeRecoveryCoach.com. If you go there, you can book in a call. Anybody that's questioning or wondering or just wants to have a consultation, we're happy to talk to anybody. If you or a loved one is struggling, we can send you on the right path and headed in the right direction. info@TheLifeRecovery.coach if you want to email us.
That's awesome. info@TheLifeRecoveryCoach.com.
You got it.
All right. David and Dana, thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. Best of luck. And thanks so much for writing the book.
Thanks,
really
Pharmacy
cool.
Ben.
Well done. Take care.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye. My pleasure. All right. That was Dana Golden and David Marion, their book, Addiction Rescue. And I highly recommend this book. It's super easy to read, and it's got packed with great, great insights. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.